saying bow out, bow out. I don't know about you, but demons, they real. But Jesus is real in my soul. And they all of the old folks. Jesus, oh Jesus. Yes, blood is real in my soul. My soul is evil in the Lord. I don't know about you, but I serve it. I'm going to serve it. I'm going to serve it. I'm gonna serve till I die. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? When you trying to be big, somebody's always better than you.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. As a special announcement, everyone is invited to attend the upcoming Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ 2024 Women's Conference. It will be held August 23rd to the 25th and is entitled Next Times 10. Conference highlights will include powerful, dynamic guest speakers, psalmists, and trainers from Louisiana, Georgia, and Texas. There will also be delicious food, door prizes, a time of fellowshipping, networking, and a time to shop till you drop with our vendors. Friday night service at 7 o'clock p.m. will feature our guest psalmist, Sister Kim Berry from Tyler, Texas. Our guest speaker will be District Missionary Carolyn Moore from Ringgold, Louisiana. Our Saturday morning workshop begins at 9 o'clock a.m. and in addition to our own local speakers, will feature Lady Lachey Garner from Florine, Louisiana, Evangelist Valerie Jenkins from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Evangelist Maxine McGregor from Houston, Texas. Our finale service will be held on Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m., featuring Evangelist Patricia Brown as our guest speaker and Sister Michelle Dodson as our guest psalmist. Registration is free, free, free. And yes, men are invited to attend also. Looking so forward to seeing you there. On today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting sermon coming from Elder John Owens. If you would like more information about the church, please call 337-239-3845. You can also visit our Facebook page. Also, we would like to just say, may God bless each and every one of you is our prayer.
And if I could leave you with a thought this morning, I would say, stand on the word of God. Standing on the word of God. The scripture says that the flower faded and blows away, but the word of God will stand forever. And we know this as peoples of God. You see, this is not new to us. We know that if we, somebody say, if we stand on the word of God, God will see us through. You see, the problem with the world, with the church today, is that we don't want to stand on the word. We have to learn that stand on the word of God. And if we stand on God's word, Bible said that God would carry us through. In other words, he won't leave us. Amen. Down through the years, the peoples of God have trusted the word of God. You see, God told us that he will never leave us, didn't he say it? And he will never forsake us. In other words, my God will always, somebody say always, always be there for us. Okay, sometimes we may be up, but he's there. We may be down, but he's there. We may be all by ourselves, but I want you to know that we are not by ourselves, because we have a God that promised us that he won't leave us. He is a God that keeps his word. When we allow God's word to work in our life, he's always will bring us through any situation, any circumstances that we may face. God is a faithful God, and we can trust him at his word. You know, men and women, you might not be able to trust, but we can trust God at his word. Amen. His word will always be there. It will never fade. It will always stand strong. Amen. God, through the apostle Isaiah, gives the people hope of restoration. God's people has sinned. You see, if you look at this, the condition of this world today, the reason why we're going through so much pain and sorrow, ups and downs, because of sin in this world. And don't seem like the world wants to change. But I want you to know, if anybody needs to change, it should be the church house. If we're going to reach anybody, if we're going to restore anybody to the Lord, it have to start at the household of faith. I said many times before I got into this walk, when I looked into the church house and I saw all the confusion, I said I didn't want any part of that. But when I walked in here and I gave my life to the Lord, I realized that you're going to have some ups. I need somebody to pray with me this morning. I realized once I got in this thing that you're going to have some downs. But one thing that we have to trust in the word of God, that no matter where we find ourselves, that God is able to lift us up. I'm a living witness that he's able to lift us up. If you just stay in the word of God, if you continue to trust in the word of God, God is able to keep us. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We can stand on both of these promises made by God to us. There is nothing there is not another foundation that we should stand on but the word of God. Everything else is gonna fall. Yeah, politicians come and they go. Fashion, they come and they go. All kinds of things come and go, but the word of God will stand forever. David said in Psalms 37, division of Psalm in 25 verse, I have been young, but now I'm old. Yet have I need not see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. When I was young, David said, God took care of me. Now that I'm old, God is still taking care of me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God's word will be with us through the good times and the bad times. God's word will be with us when we are young and even when we get older. God's word will still be with us. God knows how to keep us. I want to say that again. I want you to know that God knows, Brother Carey, how to keep us. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God knows how to keep us. Thank you, Lord. No matter what we face in this life, God knows how to keep us. The word says to us in Psalms 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength. And they didn't stop there. He said he's a very present help in times of trouble. Yeah, you might find yourself in some difficult situation, but I want you to know that God is a very present. He's a right now God. He's a very present help in times of trouble. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 119 and 11 said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. God's word is a strength and a guide. We can stand on God's word. Psalms 119 and 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. David understood the power of God's word when he quoted, when he wrote, penned the Psalm 23. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And he skipped down to that fourth verse, and he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. You are my rod and my staff. You comfort me. When nobody else comfort me, you comfort me. When nobody else understands me, you comfort me. When nobody else is there, you comfort me. Woo! I feel all right now. I say I feel all right. Do I have anybody in this house that feels all right? And say, yo, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I feel no evil, but thou art with me. I don't have to walk this thing alone. I don't have to be by myself, Mother Hayes. I got somebody that walks with me. In the midnight hour, he walks with me. In the morning, he walks with me. Hey! Woo! I don't need nobody but Jesus. It's all right if you walk with me, but if you don't decide to walk with me, I got somebody that walks with me. Not only does he walk with me, Sister Carrie, but he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I'm his own. Woo! And that's why when I lay down at night, I can rest because I got the peace that's a passive. Oh, my understanding. Oh, yeah, sometimes I might be going through a little trouble, but I can rest because the peace of God surpasses all my understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The same word that God spoke in the beginning of time when God stepped out on nothing and said, let there be, it's the same word that keeps us today. It hasn't lost its power. That same word that God said, let there be light, it's the same word that we are able to use today that said there's no weapon. Woo, I ought to have some witness out here. There's no weapon formed against me that shall prosper. Oh, yes, there's weapon that's formed, but it won't prosper. There are people trying to get me, but it won't prosper. There's people trying to hurt me, but it won't prosper. Woo! Glory! They dig and ditch it, but I won't fall in it. Woo! Glory to God. They scheming and doing all kinds of evil things, but there's no weapon formed against me. There's no weapon formed against you that shall prosper. John 1:1-5 say, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. You see, God the Father wasn't by himself. Because we know that, because when he said, let us make man, he wasn't talking to himself. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was the life, and the light was the light of men. And the light shined it, and this is what I like. The light shined it in darkness, and the darkness, somebody said the darkness, couldn't comprehend it, couldn't do nothing with it, couldn't handle it. See, we serve a God that the devil can't do nothing with him. Woo! I don't care what the devil try to do. We serve a God that is greater. Somebody shout, he's greater. I'm going to go on and leave you alone. Jesus said in Matthew 24 and 35, said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The devil tried to tempt Jesus three times in the wilderness. Every time the devil would tempt him, Jesus would use the word of God and said, the word says, the devil, it is written. Every time the devil come at you, you don't have to think about what you think about it. Just put the word on him. Every time he try to come to cause you some division, put the word on him. All three times the devil came, Jesus said, it is written. Every time he came, it is written. You don't have to fuss with the devil. You don't have to argue with the devil. All you got to do is put the word on him. Woo! And my Bible said that he put the word on and he flee. In other words, he had to run. He had to leave. He had to go. When you put the word on him, you don't have to argue with him. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God said, though the prophet Isaiah asked the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the empty and make it buzz and flourish, so is it yield the seed of the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goeth out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose of which I send it. Ain't that good news? God said, whatever I send out there, whatever word I send out about your life, if I say that you're going to prosper and be in good health, that's what's going to happen. Woo! If I put the word I said that, so your peace shall surpass all your understanding. Somebody say that's what's going to happen. He said, when I send my word out, it will go out and it won't go out void. But it will accomplish what I send it out for. It will do just what I said it would do. You see, I want you to understand that everybody don't heed to the word of God. And when you don't heed to the word of God, my brothers and sisters, there's some consequences that you have to deal with. You see, Jonah is one of them that really teaches us a valuable lesson. You see, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. He decided, you know what? I know it's the word of God. I know God is speaking to me, but I'm not going to that weakest city of Nineveh, because they've been bad to the Jewish people. They captured the Jewish people. They were mean to the Jewish people, and I'm not going over there to them folks. Sometimes we get in trouble when God tells us to do something and we don't do it. The Bible said that Jonah paid his way to Tarshish. to get away from the presence of God. But my Bible tells me that God erupted the sea so bad until the people on the boat had to decide what was they going to do. They decided to throw Jonah over the river, over in the sea. And when Jonah thought that was the end of the situation, but God had a fish ready to swallow him up. And the Bible said that once God got his attention, you know God will get your attention. You may run and you may run, but God will get your attention. Somebody say God will get your attention. Standing on the word of God. Amen. And the Bible said that when God got Jonah's attention, it should have taken him 3 days to get to Nineveh. The Bible said he got there in one day. He got in a hurry. See, when God get through with you, after he done chastened you, after he done whoop you, you're ready to do God's will. Amen. And as I leave you in the hands of the Lord, I just want to share with you one more person that actually did the will of God. My Bible said that Daniel was a great man. Daniel was a great man, and he did great and wonderful things for God. One of the things that he did, he was so great and he was so wonderful, he was so wonderful unto the Lord that God blessed him tremendously. And he was able to do his job. You know, when you serve God and live for God, you can do great and wonderful things. Not only in the church, but in the community. Not only in the community, but you can do it on your job. You can be so great that people get mad at you. The Bible said that Daniel was so great and wonderful on the job, they couldn't find no fault in him on the job. So what they did, this is what the enemy would do. Sometimes when they can't get you on your job, they'll find other ways to get you. The Bible said that they came together, and I'm sure they wasn't always together, but when the enemy gets upset with you and they really want you, they forget about how they divided. Them the only people that forget about their division. Seem like the church don't get that. We get mad at one, and we talked about forgiveness this morning, didn't we? We can get mad with folks, and it takes us forever to get over it. And we can't work with them for nothing in the world. In other words, my grandma said, you can't work with them to save your life. But the enemy, they know how to come together to get you. And the Bible said that 120 of them came together and plotted against Daniel. Said that we can't get him on his job because he does his job really good. I can't find no fault in the reason why they wanted to get him, because first of all, he was a slave. He comes in there and he goes to the top. Now, you know they mad. It's all right for me to talk with you. You know they were mad. So the king, because Daniel was so great at his job, the king wanted to put him over all of them. Nobody want somebody to come out of the street to come in and take over everything. Hello, not even the saints. So they got mad with him, and so they plotted and said, we can't get him on a job, but we can get him on his religion. We know that he gonna pray. We know that he gonna call on the Lord. So they went to the king and they told the king, said, oh, King Daz, I want you to make a decree. For 30 days, nobody prayed to no other God but you. Look at the devil. And the king, not knowing what them crooks were trying to do, decided that he would do that. And after he finished doing, signing the decree and everything and put his seal on it, then he said, okay, it's my time now. It's God's time now. You know, you can't back down from the devil because he's coming against you. Sometimes you got to stand flat-footed and say, no matter what goes, no matter what comes, I'm going to do the will of God. Do I have any witness in this house? Daniel went up in his upper room, opened the window so that they could, I believe, Pastor, so that they could see him. Turned his face toward Jerusalem and fell down on his knees. I don't know what he was saying, but he could have been singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I don't know what he was saying, but I know that he was praying. And just as soon as he got through praying, the enemy came and went to the king and said, oh, king, the same rascal that you putting over us, he's denied all your rights. He falling down and calling on another god. King Darius was upset. He was upset. But he was trying to find ways to get out of it. But, you know, sometimes God just want to work, isn't that right? God just want to get the glory. You see, if the king would have got him out, then God wouldn't have got the glory. Woo! If your friend would have got you out, God couldn't have got the glory. If your mama and daddy got you out, God couldn't get the glory. See, sometime, somebody say sometime, God wants to get the glory out of that. Amen. So God allowed it where Darius could not save Daniel. And the Bible said that they throwed him in the lion's dens. And when they throwed him in the lion's den, the Bible said that the king couldn't sleep all night long. He was tossing and turning. He couldn't eat. He couldn't entertain himself. And early in the morning, the Bible says that old Darius got up and he cried out to Daniel. He said, oh, Daniel, did your God save you? And the Bible said that Daniel hollered out, said, oh, king, don't worry about it. I serve a God that is able. Do I have a witness in this house? I serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that I can ask or think. Glory to God, the same God that is here today, that is able to keep us. And as I leave you in the hands of the Lord, I want you to know, my sisters and brothers, if you learn how to stand on the word of God. See, Daniel stood on the word of God. And no matter what the devil tried to do, God made a way out of no way. And matter of fact, and I just want to say this and I'm going to sit down. Matter of fact, when they took Daniel out of the lion's den, the Bible said that the king was so upset with them rascals till he grabbed them, his whole family, and threw them in the lion's den. And the Bible said that when they threw him in the lion's den, that the lion tore them up, ate them up. God got the glory. I ask you today, will you allow God to get the glory out of your life through the word of God? God bless you. God keep you is my prayer.